We got every motive from Earth to Mars. It's Kids Talking About Cars.
Welcome back to another episode of Kids Talking About Cars. I'm your host Logan, and let's get straight into it. Today's transition effects come to you live from the engine of a Porsche 919 Hybrid from the Porsche team at Le Mans in 2016. So today we're going to start off with the news. We have Porsche 911 Turbo S versus McLaren 720S in the drag race. Now guys, who do you think is going to win? Porsche or McLaren? I'm guessing McLaren. Way more aerodynamic, engine's twice the size, and better, yeah. I don't know what to say about this. Let's just move on. Move on. I don't know what to say about this, except that McLaren's probably going to win. But second thing up on the news is wireless electric car charging points. Now, these are going to be a pain in the butt, because, I mean, how do you know if you're, like, lined up correctly to charge a car? I mean, it's going to be pretty much impossible, unless you need, like, a special electric car driver's license. Well, let's move on to the car of the week. Today's car of the week I'm really excited for, because it is the 2017, wait for it, it's one of my favorite cars, Mazda MX-5, a two-seat, two-door coupe. That's good to hear, because, well, I like coupes, I like little sports cars, I like convertibles, because that's what most of them are. Rear-wheel drive, that's good, you can do drifts. Black leather interior with Bluetooth. That's good, so I can listen to Spotify while I'm driving. Perfect. A 2-liter four-cylinder engine with a 155 horsepower, 0 to 60, 6 seconds, 6-speed automatic gearbox, and a 204 kilometers per hour. Translate that, it would be 127 miles per hour. And 0 to 100, 8.5 seconds. Now, what I gotta say about this car is that it's stunning. Not joking, stunning. I love this car so much, seriously. I'd spend the rest of my life with it if I had one. But the thing that makes it so stunning is the looks. And the acceleration it has. I know it's not Lamborghini territory, but I mean, I call it efficient. I really like the car. I mean, if I could, if you could have like cars as like wives or like girlfriends, I'd choose the Mazda MX-5 if it wanted me. Although I'd probably murder it around corners. Yeah. Because I don't know how to work a bloody handbrake, because I don't have a driver's license yet. Yeah, not old enough for one yet. 11 years old. Basically 11. Birthday's in a couple weeks. Not too far away, it's August. But, well, I like the idea of a 4-cylinder, tiny sports car, 2 doors, 2 seats, coupe. That's what I like about it. It's small, that's number one. It's quick. That's number two. And it's probably very nimble, because if it's a Mazda, Japanese cars, they're perfect cars from Japan. The two cars that probably make the best things are probably Italians and the Japanese. And, well, I was going to say, I like this 2017 Mazda MX-5. I forgot to mention about the MX-5 is that, well, this is what it sounds like. I gotta say, it is stunning to hear. I mean, it accelerates good too, as it says. Seriously, 8.5 seconds for a little sports car with a 4-cylinder engine. I gotta say, that's pretty good. That's really good. I really like it. I like it a lot. I really like it a lot. Yeah. It's a really good car. I love it. And not joking, this car is probably one of the most amazing cars ever made by Mazda. Probably one of the greatest. Probably better than the CX-5, if it has to be. Because it is. The MX-5. Better than the RX-3, one of the Mazda legends. This car is going to outrule every single Mazda that's ever been made. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Yeah, ever, ever, ever. Seriously, I think more people should be getting the Mazda MX-5. I think it should be a lot cheaper, so more people can own one, so then sports cars cause an apocalypse that I love, because everyone's driving one of my favorite cars. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. Other people might not hope that will happen, though, because some people absolutely hate the car. I'm pretty sure some people do hate it out there. Haters gonna hate, you know. But, what I gotta say? I say it's the perfect little car that anyone could possibly love. Coming to you live from Panania North Public School, we're here with my teacher.
Hi Logan, can I just say a big thank you for allowing me to go on the podcast? I'm honoured and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, Michael. What was your first car?
My first car was a Holden Commodore.
Commodore?
It was my mum's car and I got my P's, my licence, when I was in high school. So I obviously didn't have enough money to buy a car. So I used to drive my mum's car to school and she ended up giving it to me. So it was an old, I think it was a VR Commodore. And I remember I had to start it in the morning, half an hour before I drove it, because it would conk out if the engine was too cold.
What? Okay. How many problems did you have with the Commodore?
Yeah, there were a few problems. So like I said, the first one was I had to start it at least half an hour before I drove it, because it would just conk out of the lights if the engine was too cold. But then obviously, same issues that everyone would have when they had their first car. If I didn't put oil and water in it all the time, it wouldn't coat too well. So it would have smoke sometimes coming out of the engine. But other than that, it was a pretty solid car and I loved it.
Wait, what year was it?
I think it was a 1989 model.
89?
Yeah. It was a metallic blue and it had carpeted seats. And it was funny, actually, my friend had the same car, but his was a red Commodore and he had leather seats and he was jealous by my carpet seats.
Okay. What's your dream car?
My dream car. Can I name two?
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, I would say my dream car would be, I grew up loving Holdens. My dad is a huge Holden man, and my dad's first car was an E.H. Holden sedan, and he has photos of it, and he actually has kept the badges off the car, and he's got them in the garage still to this day. So my dream car would be to get an E.H. Holden again, and do it up with my father, and have it ready to go for the road, so we could live the dream of driving an E.H. Holden again. My second dream car, though, recent, would be an awesome done-up Jeep Cherokee.
Cherokee?
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually get those already, like, done and already working on in car sales.
Really?
Yeah.
Might look into it.
Yeah.
But now I've got two kids, I need to make sure that there's enough room for the children in the back.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Two. Yeah. You got three seats in the back, two in the front. Humongous space in the back. I only know that from watching Top Gear.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I'll look into it. Thanks for that.
Okay. What's your current car?
My current car is a Hyundai i30. Okay. So I'm stuck with the small sedan, where my wife drives the big Hyundai Tucson, because that's the family car. So yeah, we've got two Hyundais, and they've been very good cars, very safe, and we haven't had many issues with them. So I actually am due to probably sell that i30 in the next year or so, and I'm going to look into getting a big ute.
Why not just get like a Fiat 500X or Fiat 500?
Do they have a hardback tray?
I mean, you could get a trailer put on.
Ooh.
Or you could get a special license and get a Ford F-150 truck.
Well, I like the Ford Rangers. I do like the Ford Rangers.
If you get the Raptor model, though, it's a lot more powerful, so you can actually carry a bigger ton on the back.
Ah, there you go. Well, that's the reason why we're getting the Ute, because we travel down the coast a lot through the year, and we struggle to fit all of the kids' stuff in the back of the Tucson, so we want to try and get a car that can fit all of our holiday stuff.
Because my first car, I'm just going to nick my dad's Fiat 500.
Nick?
Yeah.
Jeez, you'll have to tell your dad that you're doing that.
I mean, he already knows that, but I'm just going to use that as my first car. Holden or Ford? Holden.
Holden.
I go Ford. I like the Mustang.
Really? Well, do you know what I was told from a young age, Logan?
What?
My dad told me that Ford, the letters in Ford stand for something.
What?
Found on rubbish dumps. But now, I'm starting to think if I get a Ford Ranger, I hope that's not the case.
No. See, the thing with Rangers is that they're one of the best, America's best-selling pickup trucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty popular here now. What? You see them on the road everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Mustangs, well, if you have enough money, get a 67 Shelby GT500.
I love Mustangs.
Yeah. Petrol or electric?
I'm going to say petrol. Do you know why I say that, actually?
Why?
All of my power tools in my garage, all my gardening power tools, I've got Makita, and I was about to buy all the electric range, but the man at Bunnings said, mate, I would stick to petrol if I was you, because they're better and they're more powerful, and I end up buying the petrol operated ones, and I love them. And I haven't had any issues with them, where my friends have had the electrical ones and have had problems with them. So I'll say petrol.
Yeah, my dad uses the AEGs, and they use a battery, but they're very powerful, and he loves his multi-tool.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like petrol because of like the sound that the cars make with them.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Unlike when the cars are electric, you cannot hear a thing.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, when a Lamborghini goes on, I like to hear the high revs.
Right.
Instead of just that.
So what about this on your podcast, Logan? My dad's just walked in. This is who I was telling you about, who loves the E.H. Holdens.
The old Holdens?
Yep.
You know anything about E.H. Holdens?
NV6? I'm not too sure. I don't really go that far into
E.H. model.
Do you know what
year they came out in?
What year?
1963.
63?
1963. A lot of people say they're a 64 model, but they came out in December 1963. But they were a 1964 model.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask my dad a question while I'm on the podcast, Logan?
Yeah, sure.
So I said to him my first car was Mum's Commodore.
Commodore.
Was that a 1989 model?
It was a 1982 model.
It was way off.
VH.
A VH, I said a VR. So there you go.
VH.
VH 1982 model.
Okay.
Had electronic ignition.
Yeah. See myself, I'm a Ford man. Go with the Mustangs.
Pick that wall top.
The Mustangs. The F-150s, the Raptors. Like, Raptor is like AMG or M for BMW Mercedes, because the Raptors are like pimped up versions, like how Mercedes AMG are pimped up versions of Mercedes, and how BMW M are pimped up versions of those.
Wow, that's good knowledge.
Yeah. What's the fastest car you've ever seen on the road? Not on a car show.
Oh, on a car show or on the road?
On the road.
On the road. Oh, I've seen driving along the highways, obviously down the south coast, there's a lot of revved up cars that drive down there for the shows and stuff. So I've seen some like done up Chevys and stuff, but I've seen some like pretty quick Lamborghinis drive past me. Mm. Yeah.
Did any of them have like a built-in spoiler, or was it attached on?
What I can remember, they were built in. You know, so, I remember seeing an orange one and it just flew past me.
So it's either an Aventador, even though they have ones attached on, they still have a little one built in.
Yeah, right.
But like the Aventador's one, they like pop up. Unlike the Huracan, it just stays there. So it was just a flap that didn't go up or down.
Oh, okay.
Was it one of those, or?
I can't recall. Does it make it go faster though?
Well, actually, they go too fast, so they actually use that to slow them down a little bit so that they stay on the ground.
Yeah, right.
How many points have you had on your license?
Taken off?
Oh, no, like, how many points have you had?
Okay, so I'm a pretty safe driver, so I've had a pretty good record over my time. I've only received, touch wood, one speeding fine.
What?
Yeah, it was, what was it, 75 in a 60 zone. So I remember I had a fine that I had to pay, and I think it was only 1 or 2 points off. But other than that, I'm a safe driver, Logs. I like to follow the speed rules.
Well, I guess I'm going to be driving around like a maniac, probably.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can fit a V6 into the Fiat.
Oh, goodness.
Sort of spoiled.
Yeah. Dad won't be happy with that.
Yeah, no. Well, thanks for coming on to the show.
My pleasure, mate.
Yep.
Can I give you a little insight? Yep. We have a teacher at this school that is absolutely obsessed with cars. She absolutely loves it, and she's actually a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Before she was a teacher. So just a shout out to Mrs. Gibbs. If you want to get someone else on the show within the school, Mrs. Gibbs would love to talk cars with you.
Yep.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.
Now time for your forecast. At Fiat and a Bath, we're starting off the Fiat 500X, a four-cylinder engine, 1.4 litres. Well, what I think about that is, I mean, if it's an SUV, it's sort of like a four-door hatchback, I'm pretty sure they should put in a bigger engine that's not four cylinders, maybe like a six-cylinder, flat six, or a V6 maybe, I don't know, 24,000, okay, for a Fiat, it's an understandable price, for a Mazda, it's not understandable, 125 kilowatts and 160 horsepower, well that's cool, 160 horsepower, Hey, it's gonna go real quick, boy. Real quick. Yeah. The Abarth 124 Spider 2020, 2021, I don't know, stuff, I don't look all everything up. 1.4 liter four cylinder engine, so same as the 500X. It's 41,000. And if you didn't know, 41,990. It has 125 kilowatts, so it's more powerful, and 258 HP. So yeah, it has twice the power of the Fiat 500X. A Fiat 500C, which C at the end of the Fiat 500C means convertible. Fiat 500C, 1.2 liter four cylinder engine, 25,000. So it's more expensive than the four-door Fiat 500. 51 kilowatts, so nowhere near as powerful. And 68 horsepower. Now, the regular Fiat 500, which is coming out, is a 1.2 litre four-cylinder, 19,250 25,250 for the Fiat 500C, 51 kilowatts and 68 horsepower. So it's basically the same, just it's a lot cheaper and it's not a convertible. You see, I love the Fiat 500 because, well, it's a small car, it's quick, zippy, and it looks good. And the good thing is, my dad has a Fiat 500, so even better. Well, I don't have much to say about them except for that they all look stunning. I like the 124 and the regular 500, the 500C. For some reason, it's really good at being a convertible. And, well, I just want to say I love Fiats and Italian cars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis and stuff, and blah, 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 blah. You should check out the sound. But, I mean, here's some revs from a Fiat 500. Listen to this. If you did, they sound stunning. Here's the sound of a Bath 124. You hear that one too? Well, here's the sound of the Fiat 500X. And did you hear that? And here's the sound of Fiat 500C. Did you hear that one too? Because I think it's pretty good. Well, that's it for your daily forecast. Well, weekly, maybe monthly. I don't know. I don't know whenever I record my podcasts. Well, that's it for your forecast. Let's, move on to the intro. I mean, outro. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. That's it for this episode of Kids Talking About Cars. Don't forget to leave a like and subscribe. And, well, next one might not be for a while because I'm sitting on my butt watching YouTube, drawing cars, or just having a look at cars, having a great time. Yeah, all that stuff. Well, that's it. Bye.